Gary, 2-0 defeat to Crystal Palace tonight. You said before the game you wanted to see them at near full strength. You got that, and your lads can be proud of how they performed.
Yeah, very much so. You know, when the team sheet came through, I don't think it was too much of a surprise. And like you say, it was an opportunity for us to pit ourselves against the best. And, you know, for 20-odd minutes, we weren't doing too bad in containing them. We knew that they would have a hell of a lot of the ball. But we had a bit of a game plan. And I think, you know, you saw signs of it. And the chance where it hit Jim McAllister and got cleared off the line is, you know, that was us back in the game. So I'm proud of how the lads have gone about it, you know, and how they go. The two goals that we've conceded, we're disappointed with the manner of them. You know, it's a deflection, the first one. And then the second one, we've just started the second half and, you know, we've got to manage the game better.
Yeah, the first one seemed quite strange. No one really seemed to know if it had gone in or hit the side netting.
No, very much so. I wish it had hit the side netting, but never mind. But yeah, we should have defended that a little bit better. But, you know, like I say, you got the quality of Scott Dan. And you know, the deflection wasn't kind to us.
Fair to say, fine margins. Like you said, Jim McAllister, 3 minutes later, could have scored. And then straight after the half-time, straight into the second half, minute in, and the ball falls for Conor Wickham after having initially seen the danger away.
Yeah, very much so. And that's the learning from our point of view. We can't be doing that straight after attack and inviting pressure on ourselves when we've just, like you say, just defended another attack. So, well, that's all about learning. But, you know, the main focus now is obviously recovering very well and getting ourselves ready for Saturday now.
And one of the pleasing things was how the lads matched them stride for stride across the pitch throughout the effort in which the lads put in.
Well, they never gave in. They stuck together and they worked very hard and they had a right good go together. And they're the qualities that you need in your players and certainly in the league that we're in this year, for sure.
And Armand Nandule, his first start for the club, really seemed to impress.
No, very much so. It was a tough battle up there for him on his own, but, you know, he won his fair share of headers. And like I say, he had a great run when he set Jim McAllister up. And that's his first real bit of football. He's not played much pre-season, so he's only going to get better as he gets fitter.
And showed what a threat he can be, both for an out ball for you in the air, but also with his feet. Turned the defender inside out before that Jim McAllister chance.
Yeah, he's not just a big target man, like you say. He's got decent feet, and he's still only young, so we're going to work with him and hopefully make him better. And he's shown promising signs in these two brief appearances for us so far.
And up against Premier League opposition today, you must be looking forward to seeing what he can do up against League Two defences.
Well, like we saw a bit of it on Saturday against Wickham, and he showed promise from that, and so now it's just a case of building him up and getting him stronger and going from there. And
disappointing for you to exit the Cup today, but now back to the league focus starting on Saturday against Plymouth.
Yeah, very much so. I think, like you say, we came here trying to get through, simple as that. We knew it would be a tall order, and as it proved, but our main focus this year has certainly got to be the league and, you know, consolidating what's happened over the last 2 years and building from there.
Strangely, though, it was defeat tonight. Lads can take confidence from that.
Oh, I think so. I think, like I say, if you've got anything about you as a footballer in our dressing room and you've played against the Premiership, it should inspire you and motivate you to play against more of that type of opposition. And a lot of them are young lads in there, you know. So hopefully we'll see that response on Thursday in training.